Morning, everybody. It's just about the shortest day, and the wind's blowing a hoolie here at Hyash Farm this morning. Just going to open the big old roller shutter doors into the farm workshop to start off another day at the farm. Already lots of ladies down the farmyard attending their horses, some of them grooming before they pop them out. People's relationship with animals is very important. And I always start the day off, I'm just going to share this rather intimate moment with you, with some of the birds that spend the night here at the farm in the workshop. And I'm just squeezing down between the trailer and the water bowser because it's just getting light. And this is one of my favourite sounds. Always makes me smile. I just say good morning to my two bantams. Yeah, farmers have a huge and intimate relationship with all the animals they keep. These bantams lay some eggs for me. And whether you're a farmer with livestock and you just lean on the gate and watching your cattle grazing, or the dairy herd waiting to come in to be milked, or if you keep horses, grooming them, if you've got a pet cat or a dog. And my little highlight of every morning is to come and let the bantams out. They're free to go out now outside, and they forage for worms and sort of dig around the edge of the buildings, and they always greet me with this, well, it's a bantam's dawn chorus. Just listen to this. Are you all right, you girls? And it's good news for you too. I'm having a vegetarian Christmas, so not that I'd cook you. I don't think I'd really enjoy that after the sort of intimate relation we have here. So they're ready to fly down. I've opened the doors so the light's increased a bit in the buildings, but they've spent another safe night here. They perch on the back of the old water bowser here, and they're now about to fly down. They both have a sing-song, they're wine spot bantams. Beautiful. Oh, the old girl, who's about 8 years old now, she's just started to chime in as well. Normally it's the silver spot there, which is now going to, she's now going to jump off and fly off and spend the day. Worms for breakfast, worms for lunch, and worms if they're lucky, and maybe the odd beetle for dinner tonight before they go back to roost in the same place. Just listen, she's now going to fly down. There they are, both out of bed, ready for another day on the farm. That's my little treat to start off on a grueling day's work here at Hyash Farm. What a lovely sound. Sets the day up nicely.
The last day of 2023, and we're ending on a very windy note here at Hyash Farm. We're on one of the real high spots of the farm, just to the south of Norwich. And Chris Skinner is, as always, our host.
This morning we've got a new addition to our team, actually accompanying us. He often accompanies me. Well, he does all day, every day, and it's Rat. And he's got a job to do in a minute. We're going to cross the road. And we're at one of the high spots on the farm.
Hello, Rat. There he is.
He's looking very pleased with himself.
He's enjoying himself.
He's enjoying it. He doesn't mind the wind and the rain. And so we've got a panoramic view of a lot of South Norfolk and Norwich behind us. I can see the cathedral. I can see the Roman Catholic Cathedral as well through the trees there. And it's really undulating countryside. The Roman town, the capital of Eastern Britain, is down in the valley there, right next to us. And we're right next to a little road and all the permissive walks here at High Ash Farm. Turn around, the sun's shining very low this morning, just past the shortest day. And in front of us is about an acre of teasel seed, teasel plants, I should say. And they've already shed their seed on the ground. And we're going to walk out into the crop, which is the other side, which is called Overwinter Wild Bird Seed Mix. Oh, there's a big sign here, Robicide, is explaining what it is.
How could that possibly have got there? And so, Rat already is impatient to get going.
Yes, he certainly is. He's going off through the teasels, and we'll follow him. Here we go.
Oh, teasels are looking rather menacing with their prickly heads. So we make our way through this fringe of the field and out onto the overwinter mix of... Oh, then what's there? Have we got here a pheasant?
There's a hen pheasant, and there's a cock pheasant flew up immediately beside it. And another hen pheasant right in front of us. So, Rat's away. He's been unleashed, and this is his job to try and find some of the wildlife right here. And the crop is teeming with wildlife, and it's our job to actually see it. But we're looking into the sun, which is making it a little bit more difficult than normal.
This is a large field, isn't it?
Yes, this is about 10 hectares, about 25 acres, and there's still ears of triticale. It's a cross between wheat and rye, and they're still bearing lots of seed, and there's masses of small seeds here underneath the crop as well. And look here, Rat's stopped and he's sniffing, and there's a track through the crop, and that's made by deer. And there's a species of deer which is now more common in East Anglia than it is in China, where it comes from, and it's Chinese water deer. And they're doing really well. They were introduced in the really early 1900s by
Is that one there?
Duke of Bedford, where are you?
I could see one move, something moving.
Yes, well spotted. Look at that. It's running away from us. And it's putting up pheasants. It's two.
Yes. Two.
One in front of
you. And they're the species you were talking about.
Well, you can't make this up as though we'd planned this. Rat's got his head up. The wind's coming towards us, and so he can scent them. Quite small deer, very petite for deer, and it's about the only species, Matthew, that doesn't have antlers. So we'll walk on a little bit. Hope the wind's not too noisy on the microphone.
Yeah, it's blowing a real hooli this morning.
Yes.
But it's a nice bright morning as well. The sun's coming up, and enjoying ourselves out into the middle of the field, probably not as much as Rat is.
Yeah, he's loving this. So Chinese water deer, now quite common, sort of got into broadland in Norfolk, so often associated near water, and not much bigger than a large fox, actually. It's one of the smaller species of deer. About a 6-month gestation period. And unusually for deer, many of our native species only give birth to one, maybe two, with roe deer youngsters, fawns, with Chinese water deer in their home territory in China. They give birth to a litter, 5 and even 6 young fawns. They all kind of huddle together for a few days, and then they can run and jump quite happily after a week old, and they're covered in sort of white spots on the coat. And they're really common here at High Ash Farm. One field on the other side of the farm had 12 Chinese water deer in January this 2023, so more or less a year ago. And
they were brought here as an ornamental species.
Yes, they were. The Duke of Bedford was very keen on deer species at Woburn, and he introduced firstly the monkjack deer, Chinese monkjack, and they escaped, so did the Chinese water deer, and they frequented the parkland around Woburn and then spread out from there, and that's the deer you're most likely to see. Chinese water deer are much more harder to see. We were lucky to see those two just then, and I'll shock you that we're probably standing near a dozen of them out in this field, quite large mammals, and soon, in once you get to April, they'll be giving birth to their fawns, so this crop will be gone by then and there'll be another crop here. But if we walk on a bit, we might, oh yeah, yellowhammer just come out and is flying over almost into the sun. Oh, two skylarks above us as well. We've put those out, I didn't even realise. Just hovering up in the sky there, about 50 feet up. One just singing just then. There is just...
It is mild today, it's about 12 degrees.
Yes. Oh, that was nice. Just sort of...
Oh, there's some more hovering going on there.
Yes, just keeping your eyes on the ground in the air at the same time.
And very much a sound of summer, but in fact they do sing all the year round.
Yes, they will do, yes. They're very successful here, and this is an ideal crop for them because it's so dense, it's like a little microclimate down there. And so once they're down in the crop, the wind isn't blowing like it is today, and it's quite mild. And there's soil invertebrates down there. There's lots of seeds on the ground. And if we walk on a bit, we might see... Oh, look, there's several just got... Look at this, skylarks galore. And that's typical of them. Oh, wow, the sky's full of skylarks.
Their song is being taken away on the breeze somewhat, but yes. I'm getting it. And they're all normally just down in this cover,
which is
about knee height.
This is the advantage of Rat being with us. He's doing a real good job sort of putting things out of the crop.
Well done, Rat.
No, it's sort of brackled over a bit here. The soil type's just changed. We walked on from sandy soil onto clay, and it's a little bit more dense. Yeah, another skylark there. Yes. Typical of skylarks this time of the year. Birds with a feather flock together. Look at that! You've got 8, 9 in front of us.
They're all whirling around.
Yes.
So they flock together more at this time of the year.
At this time of the year, and then they'll set up territories. I think we should learn a lesson. Another one just got up right beside us. But the wind is behind us. They're flying into the wind and staying in one spot in front of us. Ground nesting birds. And thriving at the farm because of all the grassland, and we don't cut the hay till quite late, till it's lost a lot of its nutrition, so they have time to bring out one, even two broods. Oh, you couldn't make this up. It's such a wonderful sight. A red list species, of course.
Well, they're thriving here at High Ash.
Look at that. Wow, sky's full of them. Good old Rat. Yes, he's earned a treat at lunchtime, I think, for this. I can't actually see him. Oh, there he is. He's over there. If we walk on a bit, because there's lots of other bird species here, we've come onto the clay. The ground's wet underneath us, although we're on a hillside. And there's woodcocks spend the day out here as well. Normally, they'll retreat to the woodland, but because the cover is so good here, the ground is sheltered, so even if we had frost, it probably wouldn't freeze. So the woodcock, which is a sort of wading bird, deserted the seashores, if you like, and estuaries, and has moved inland, can probe into the wet soil. And this ground is, because the humus level, the organic content in the soil, has rocketed for the last 10 or 15 years since we've been growing crops like this. Rat's found something.
What
here.
Have you found? He's scratching away at the earth.
There, if you put the microphone there, he's going to put his nose down in a hole. Let's have a listen.
He's a good digger, isn't he? What have you got?
Right, so what he's done, he's opened a hole up. I think there's a long-tailed field mouse there. deep in the ground, little pile of soil. And of course, there's so many seeds here. The mammal population, the small mammal population, is very, very high. So he's opened the hole up and he's put his nose down it and he's sniffing right down. And he's saying something's there because I'm watching his tail. And he lives in another world, Matthew. He lives in the world of scent, much more than sight. And so he's very confident there's something down there.
Does he ever catch anything, though?
No, he's the world's worst mouser.
Oh, he's having a real good dig now. There we go, so I'm digging away.
I've been sent a letter to asking me politely to keep him out of rabbit holes so he doesn't get into trouble like he did the other week. But we can walk on because, oh, look, just the flock of skylark is still in front of us.
They're quite low now.
Yes, they are. Oh, that's absolutely incredible.
The thing is, Rat is a terrier, and that's what terriers do, isn't it?
Yes, he's pretty harmless, but he's very good at scooching round in a crop like this on days like this when you want to see the wildlife, and he doesn't harm anything. He's very, very good.
There he is, talking of which.
There's Rat.
What did you find, Rat?
Skylark 20 feet from us then. Just got up and it's almost hovering in front of us. Be that you'll never get closer to a skylark than that, Matthew.
It really is terrific to see in this low sun. up, more.
We've probably got 50, 60 on this field alone.
It's a haven for that species.
It is. A lot of people get really depressed about the environment, and nature is there. It just needs a little bit of encouragement in order to thrive and to come back. And when you get sights like this, this is the payback for me, if you like. It's having that mixture of wildlife. Modern phrase is biodiversity, I suppose you'd call it, but it's just nature returning here as it should do.
So your job is to put the habitat in and a certain element of the feed as well?
Yes, nature will do the rest. It will bring itself back. Two yellowhammers with them now, just going to land back there at the front of the skylark flock, and two smaller birds just going along, and they're a pair of yellowhammers. And they're flocking up as well, so the numbers will now increase. Anyway, we're going to cross fields in a minute and just go down a row of oak trees because there's something I want to show you.
Let's go.